Staying on a marae. Accessing in-person activities in general is difficult for me due to a mix of the familiar transport barriers and my being chronically ill, but I fortunately had the privilege to stay on a marae this year among a group of people from a shared kaupapa. The manaakitanga shown was wonderful, though I made myself a few mental notes about logistics. When greeting individually with hongi as part of the porphyry, I realized it was easier for me to let myself be swept along by the general direction of the group rather than to try to maintain sighted guide, which was resulting in my being missed sometimes. Following the tikanga of taking shoes off before entering the whare nui and placing them among 50-odd other pairs of shoes meant I needed to know how to describe my shoes well to anyone who'd never seen them before. The same went for all my belongings. When it was time for sleep and the mattresses were placed pretty much filling the room, I'd made sure I knew who I was sleeping beside. If doing it again, I'd probably have tried to bags a spot beside a wall, in case I did need to independently maneuver out of the space. Out of respect for tikanga, I needed to pay attention when I was entering the whare nui to not inadvertently carry food inside and to check that I wouldn't accidentally sit on a pillow on the floor, though these were promptly cleared away in the mornings. During our wānanga, there was a moment where one of our group of manuhiri accidentally bumped one of the photos of tipuna on display on the walls of the whare nui. The person apologized, and the local haokainga was gracious about it. All the while, I hadn't clocked until that point that we were literally surrounded by this very tangible visual reminder of the presence of ancestors watching over and guiding us. In general, I always have some worry in the back of my head that I'll do something that doesn't follow tikanga without realizing it, and that no one will tell me. That, obviously, is not a purely non-visual issue, though whether it's the presence of signage or people copying others, sometimes you really don't know what you can't see if someone doesn't make a point of communicating it in another way.